You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Since 2006, New Zealand's health statistics surrounding pregnancies, both maternal and perinatal, have been improving with mortality rates steadily decreasing. However, this morning, the Health Quality and Safety Commission released a report on maternal mortality rates, highlighting that there is still much more that needs to be done, both on ground level and from a broader perspective. I spoke to Dr. Sue Belgrave, Chair of the Perinatal and Maternal Mortality Review Committee, about where New Zealand stands in regards to these statistics.
Well, I think we actually do well as a country, but our role is looking at the data on mortality, which is mother and babies, and reporting what we find. So the most pleasing aspects of this report are the fact that for the last 3 years we have a statistically significant reduction in the number of women dying, and that's really important. Now, we still need to emphasise looking after women with complex medical needs and also recognising the importance of maternal mental health. And we need to support that. And I think there's one of our recommendations is supporting a previous recommendation about an infant perinatal mental health network. And there's some start on that, but that needs to continue.
So is mental health a central point of this issue?
Well, no, I was mentioning maternal mortality, but the answer is yes, because in New Zealand, suicide is a problem, and we need to work on providing better care and coordinated care. The main aspect of our report, however, is looking at neonatal mortality, which is the mortality of a baby who's born alive but then dies. So we've had significant reductions in babies that are born after 35 weeks, but not before 35 weeks. And other countries have noted reductions, and that's why we investigated this. And our data tells us that the main issue for New Zealand is very early premature birth, and I'm talking the group between 20 and 24 weeks. And we know that some groups are much more likely to lose a baby at that stage of pregnancy, and we've highlighted Maori women, Pacific women, Indian women, and young women, and those living in socioeconomic deprivation. So those are really important issues, and we think that New Zealand should be looking at a prevention program. Prevention of preterm birth is difficult, but it's multifactorial, and there are things that we can do. We can support women to stop smoking, for example, because smoking is a big association with very preterm birth. And we need to see them early in pregnancy because there are some infections that can be treated. And then other women, particularly those that have had a preterm birth before, we can give them advice, and maybe they need special input from an obstetrician and a plan about that pregnancy. One of our recommendations is that when a woman is admitted with an early baby and she leaves hospital, there should be a discussion about what is available for her in a subsequent pregnancy.
So is the support enough, you'd say, at the moment, or you're saying that there needs to be more done at a broader scale?
I think there's always room for improvement. And
yeah.
As I say, we have seemingly improved in some areas, and in this report that the big areas are maternal mortality, and the other area that we've noticed a reduction is the death of babies that are born too small, and that's been a real focus in New Zealand and continuing focus. And that kind of tells me that if we focus on a particular issue, we see improvement, but it takes time. We're a small country with small numbers, and it fluctuates from year to year, so it takes time for any program or intervention we do to translate to a reduction of mortality. But I think it's really important. And it's not just maternity, it's social policy, and, you know, there's a lot of factors that are out of the control of maternity. But our role is to look at the data and make recommendations based on what we find.
And looking at that on a much broader scale and looking at it from a government perspective, what sort of policies do you think could be implemented to support this current system and make it easier for pregnant women and young children?
I think our recommendations, we've actually put quite a lot towards the ministry. And so I think, you know, these issues are difficult, and I suppose our role is to point it out, and how we progress needs to be investigated and supported. There are things that maternity can do, like when women go into preterm labour, we can try and make that uniform across the country, and there's a lot of work done, being done at the moment to try and improve that, because our data also shows some inequity in terms of where women deliver. So there's a lot of things, and it's hard to point out one particular thing. Yeah. And you know, our recommendations definitely are based much more at you know, DHBs, practitioners, the ministry, rather than women themselves. Although part of our report, we do have a lay summary, and we that's on our website and available to women. So that's really important.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.